This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors. The Outdoor Journey Show with Matt Gatiss and Ty Morgan, brought to you by Journey Hunts and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Journey Show. Matt Gatiss and Ty Morgan here with you, and we're talking with Tenzing Outdoors. We're talking about some of the amazing packs. I've been looking online here and seeing, especially from that turkey and, those packs that just kind of lean back, give you that good posture to where you've got a great shot when needed. Pretty amazing stuff there.
Yeah, it is. You know, and Tenzing is really, really starting to take a larger market share in the industry because they're doing the right things. Product research, mm-hmm. putting out quality gear. And, you know, it's been a great first segment of our show with Jared Blumgren, the pro staff hunter with Tenzing and many other companies, Outdoor Writer. And Jared, we just appreciate you taking the time and sharing with us, you know, your in-depth insight into Tenzing products. Tell us a little bit about how you use those products and what you do with them when you go to the field for scouting, hunting, hiking, whatever it is. But how do these packs and their equipment serve you in those applications?
Well, you know, that's a very broad question. And, you know, their packs, they're used pretty much in everyday life. You know, like you hit on at the beginning of the show, how you got them for your daughter and your wife and how you're using them. But, you know, the applications, I'm not limited by them at all. You know, they have some packs that aren't camouflage at all that I use for travel, that I use for work. They have some now that are coming out for military-type usage that I use while I'm in uniform. And then, you know, you're talking about going on hikes. I'm using 22-20s for that. Going on picnics or fishing trips with the kids, the 22-20 is still doing great. You know, if I'm, you know, this time of year, everybody's looking at training. You want to shed that extra weight. You want to get in better shape for your fall hunts. And the preparation just leads right into using these packs year-round, loading them up with more weight than I normally use when I'm packing in on a hunt. I'm going out on hikes. I'm running with the packs on, you know, doing push-ups with the pack on. You're not really limited by any use of these packs. You can use them in everyday life. And, you know, it's just the packs, I believe, are put there to make you a better individual, make you a better outdoorsman and a better hunter.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, you mentioned the coloration not always being camo. You know, that Loden green is sweet. I've got a couple in that that I do use overlap between hunting and non-hunting activities that I participate in. And it's a good looking bag.
It is. That Loden green is I use in every one of my packs except for the CF Legend because I don't have that option.
Right.
And then I'm just one of those guys, too, you know, being a cryptic guy, it looks kind of weird having a real tree pack on. But so that Loden green does great. That's most all my packs are in that Loden green. And, you know, it fits into the outdoors. It fits into everyday life. You can carry it down to the bookstore, to the coffee shop, and it just melds right into everything.
Agreed. Well, one of the questions that Ty and I get, and, you know, that as I'm out doing whatever I'm doing in the outdoors that I get often, is if an individual can only afford really one high-quality backpack, what pack should they buy and why? And, you know, that's always a tough question because it really varies based on the type of hunting they do and all those factors that come into play. But how do you answer that question?
Yeah, you hit a nail on the head. Very tough question, very hard to answer. I would break it up really into two sections. If you're primarily a deer hunter or a turkey hunter, or if you're going to be hunting the larger animals such as elk, if you're going to be going into the mountains, you're going to be hunting those big backcountry mule deer where you need the extra room to take stuff with you for maybe 4 or 5 up to a week trip. You know, I would really narrow it down to those two areas. If it's strictly going to be deer, you can easily use the CF Legend for all those hunts. You can get an entire deer in there. You will be limited, however, on packing out that deer plus a camp. You know, you're going to have to make an extra trip. But that would be a great option if you're just solely a deer hunter. Now, if you're looking at where you want to hunt the mountains and you want to pack in there, you want to spend a few days away from a base camp or something like that, I'd be looking more towards the CF Legend. You know, it gives you, like we talked about before, all the strength to carry the weight, gives you a little bit more room, a lot of tension straps. You can strap stuff all over that pack. But I would give the edge to the CF Legend. You can pack it as light as you want, and you can pack it as heavy as you want.
Yeah, it's a great pack, and like I said, I'm really looking forward to using it. Always a tough question, but I know our listeners want to kind of hear that kind of information so they can make a great decision. Jared, you know, looking at what you've done and looking at you online, I know that you hunt hard, you hunt often, you know, you write, you serve our country in the military, which thank you very much for that, by the way. work in sales, you work in sales, work as a manager. I mean, you're a busy guy. How do you balance your busy schedule and still make time to experience the outdoors?
Yeah, that's a crystal ball question, and I'm always looking for the answer. You know, I do save a lot of my time off for hunting. You know, all the various obligations that I have out there. Having kids, I need to take that into account, and I need to spend as much time with them as I can, and making sure that their life is being fulfilled. Luckily, my kids love the outdoors as much as I do. They go on every hunt that they can with me, as long as the weather permits. Granted, they are only 4 or 5, but they do a fairly well job. If the weather permits, they're right there beside me. You know, that is time. Me growing up, that is time that nobody can ever take away. The time I spend in the outdoors with my late father. That is what shaped me into who I am today, and I like to think that is also going to shape them and who they're going to be into the future. You know, fulfilling my military obligations with the training, potential of deployments, you know, it's all things you have to take into account. And then a busy schedule for work, and I usually plan out the year. I look at the calendar, I say, okay, this is a weekend that's going to work for hunting. This is a weekend I'm going to plan with kids. This is a week-long trip I'm going to plan for hunting. Here's a week-long trip I'm going to plan with the kids. You know, just making sure that family comes first. Hunting is so much a part of me, but family has to be number one. And making sure that I'm providing for them the best that I can and raising them to the best of my ability is my intent. And it can definitely be a struggle, but a good one in the end. And there's so many things that I want to do with so much limited time, but at the end of the day, regardless of what happens, I'm still an outdoorsman. I'm still getting out there as much as I can, fulfilling as many obligations as I can, and being the best father I possibly can as well.
Good deal. That's a great answer. Balancing time. Hey, how do people find Tenzing products? How can they get them?
You bet. You know, there's various avenues to purchase Tenzing online, but the best place to get the best information is to go right to their website, which is www.tenzingoutdoors.com.
Well, perfect. And it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. But hey, real quick, too, last couple weeks, actually, we had the opportunity or the privilege to talk with Charles Alzheimer. He was generous enough to give us an autographed book of Rites of the Autumn and a listener who would email. We had several emails that came in, and it was a random select that you had to go through. So thank you, and congratulations to Lonnie Spann of Sportsman's Warehouse. We're going to be dropping that book off to Lonnie today. So this has been a great show. It's been a pleasure.
Very good. Hey, wrap things up. Tenzing Outdoors offered us a giveaway. We're going to get one of their packs. One of their bags is going to be sent to us. So we're going to draw that randomly from anybody who emails me, Matt@JourneyHunts, and says, I want a Tenzing pack.
There you go. All right. Join us next week for another round of The Outdoor Journey, where life takes you outdoors.
This is The Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors.